We're discussing Gemara Daf Yoma Beis, the case of a chalitz Devinto, and then the chalitz of the kibsha. Chalitz is done, and all of a sudden now, issues. And then this individual, right, all of a sudden dies. Umeis v'lobani. What exactly was the status between him and his wife, and how does that affect the Shar HaAchim? So the Gemara tells us the following, that everyone agrees that when it comes to that case, Cholitz Levinto, he should not have been Mekadesh. That certainly one cannot do. That the Gemara tells us is over Balav. That's considered to be Nisa Daraisa, and that is a Losa say. Where do you see that this is true? Because the Pasuk says the following, that we criticize this individual, Asher Lo Yivne Esbeis Achiv. One would have expected, the Gemara says, the Pasuk to say, Asher Lo Bana Esbeis Achiv. He refused the opportunity to do Yibum. Why is it with the future orientation of Yivne? The Gemara says a stunning drasha that Kevan Shulobana Shuvlo Yivne. Kevan Shulobana Shuvlo Yivne. And Pashur Shat, that is considered to be a lav daraisa. A lav daraisa, but it's not arayos, it's not kares, but it's a lav daraisa. There is no Isra of Ishasach. What about when it comes to the balance of the brothers? Or even what happens regarding his relationship to the tsaros? This is what he did to this particular wife, but what about when it comes to everyone else? Shar ha'achim and shar ha'nashim, the brothers and the tzaros. So that, the Gemara says, is a fundamental machlok. It's between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says the following. Okay, when it comes to the two of them exclusively, those two, that's when we say it's nisa lav. However, when it comes to shar ha'achim, there's nisa karis. After all that, there's nisa rav. Eishasach in that instance. And therefore, Choletz Levimto, Chazer HaKidsha, Meis Belobanim, that would be Chadik Krisus, and therefore, clearly, no Yibum Chalitza, indeed we're done. And Rish Lakish says the following, the same thing is true when it comes to the Tzaros. If originally Reuven died, and he had several wives, and Shimon was Choletz, one of them, so in such a case, there is an Issachares regarding all the other wives, and that's true from the perspective of Sharachim, as well as from the perspective of Shema. Well, so Rish Lakish says that this pasuk that tells us that there is nisr lav, this is quite limited. The lav is only between him and her. Regarding everyone else, there is nisr kares. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says the following. The fact that there is a halacha of kevan shlobano shlo yivne, that is not only relevant to him, but rather that applies to shar ha'achim. And that is not only relevant to her, but rather it applies even to Kol HaNashim. And therefore, Yochanan is of the opinion that Benhu ben Acherim, in such a case, there is no kares when it comes to the tzaros, but rather indeed it is considered to be the Isra'lav. What exactly is the basis of the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan? After all, I understand, isn't this a case where there's an Isra of Eishasav Shlobo Malkom Yibum? Why would one assume that that is not true? Oh, so Rabbi Yochanan tells us a fascinating chiddush. We'll have to see exactly what this means. That you know what? When he goes ahead and she goes ahead, they're doing so simply as individuals, or somehow are they doing so on behalf of? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says the chiddush that this Shimon, you know what? Shlichusa da'achin kav. This is considered to be a form of representation of each and every one of the brothers. And he, the chalutza, shlichusa ditzara ka'avda. And therefore, wow, Rabbi Yochanan responds to Rish Lakish by invoking a certain concept of shlichus. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Wow, does that really mean classic shlichus? Really, the halacha, shlucho sharam kamoso. When you do yibum, it's formal shlichus. Chalitza really is considered to be formal shlichus. Perhaps one could suggest the following, that maybe the Gemara in Shlichus Adachim in the following sense. You know, we've discussed this in different contexts. We've discussed this in terms of two very different mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, and we discussed it in the context of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. You know, let me ask you the following. You know, what is the Iker mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Shabbos Chabalah, Ner Yishu Beisa. So what exactly does that mean? One person lights. And how is everyone else Yotze? Does it really mean, for example, that really is considered to be a shlichus? In the sense that, you know what, when I light, I'm doing so on behalf of others, just like the Gemara has, Sokolam Ches, Shomei HaKaona, Brachas Chafalet. Now, so Shemei Kon Yuli means I'm there, I'm a player, I'm listening attentively, but sometimes, you know what, the mitzvah can be fulfilled. Ayyadei Acherim. Certain mitzvahs are nitan l'shlichus. Not so clear which, but certain mitzvahs clearly indeed, that's the case. The Torah has a parsh of shlichus when it comes to mitzvahs as well. Okay, Gushendav Mem Aleph. Veshachatu also shlichus when it comes to shchitas korban pesach, or perhaps one could argue somewhat differently. You know, the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah per Dalek b'chos Chanukah very simply. You know what the mitzvah is to have Ner Dalek b'bayis, a Ner Dalek b'bayis. The bayis as a whole, a chovas habayis. I don't mean the sticks and stones, the bricks. No, a chovas habayis means mi beinehem the anshei bayis. The Anshe Habayis are obligated to see to it that indeed you have a Ner Doluk Babayis. And realize even the next level of Mahadrin, you know, Ner Lechalech and Viachar, what is the Rambam Shita? That doesn't mean everyone lights. You know what it means? The one person who is lighting lights the Minyan Haneros that corresponds to the Anshe Habayis, even the Mahadrin. It is not that you light individually. You have to have a Ner which is Doluk Babayis. You know what? You're going to be in shul. Your wife, your mother is benching lich. Is that formal shlichus? Or does it simply mean that, you know what? The mitzvah is to have a Ner Shabbos, which is daluk babayis. That's how the Ram describes the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Maybe one could argue Ner Chanukah very differently. Maybe it's a choves agavra. And the ikar ha-mitzvah is you can be yotzi de chavaso ayyadei acherim. And you know what Mahadrin is? Mahadrin is ud ramah, ner lechalecha v'yachad. Why would you be yotzei ayyadei acherim instead of doing it yourself? What else? The Rama writes, now, Tafrei Shayin Aleph, that ner lechalecha v'yachad does not mean the balabayis lights that minyan haneros, but you know what it means? Each person likes individually. You know what that reminds me of? Tosus, Baruchas Chafalev. For Tosus says, even though there's a concept of Shamei Akone, I can be yotzei al yedei acherim, but Tosus says, Aniya adiftei. You know what? I can be quiet, and I can be yotzei kaddish through Shamei Akone. I can be yotzei kedusha through Shamei Akone. But Tosus says it's a hidra mitzvah to answer to kaddish and kedusha yourself rather than rely on someone else. Maybe that's exactly the Mahadrin, a choves hagavra, where yotzei al yedei acherim. And the chalavachivachav means that, you know what? It's Mahadrin, it's a heder to do the mitzvah indeed yourself. But the Rambam Shita, you Pashur Pshat, you know what that means? It's a Choves Habayis. What exactly does that mean? Mi b'neihem. The Anshe Habayis have to see to it that, you know, indeed there is a Nerdoluk Babayis, a Nerdoluk Babayis. One could give another example. Ooh, that's that Beis Halevi. In a couple of places now. Chelek Aleph, Simen Beis. Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Aleph. Right? The Beis Halevi says, I want you to know, there's an essential difference between the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim as opposed to the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. The mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach is a choves hagavra. You must. No ifs, ands, or but. The mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. Who's obligated to Achilas Kodshim? You know what Achilas Kodshim means? That, you know what? You have an achrayis, the kohen, no? V'ochlo asom asher kupar evim. Kohenim ochlim, balim iskaprim. The Kohanim have to see to it that the Kodshim are appropriately eaten. Ha Kodshim Yihyu Ne'echalim. Wow. Sha Kodshim Yiyachlu. As opposed to a mitzvah sachila. And the Beis Halevi writes, many nafkaminas, one could disagree with the nafkaminas, but many nafkaminas. The Gemara has in that maybe you can fulfill the mitzvah achilas kodshim even without a kazayis. Because the Gemara describes, the kohen complained, you know, higiani kapu. You know what? I got such a small amount. You're going to take the kodshim and divide it. How much do you think the kohen is going to get? Now, the kohen said, higiani kapu, I got the size of a bean. The tosis yishamim, yimadaf lamites, andara. What do you mean? Achila requires a kazayis. Achila requires a shear. You know what the Beis Halevi writes? You need a shear, latzei sirei chavasa. So if there's a mitzvah sachil of Karban Pesach, you need a kazayis, latzei sirei chavasa. But you know what the mitzvah achilas kodshim is? Shakodshim yihiyu ne'echal. Hakodshim yihiyu ne'echal. You know what that means? That see to it that the kodshim are consumed. And you know what? If you'll have a little, but you know what? The kodshim are properly eaten, That's it. That's the mitzvah of achilas kodeshim. No particular kohen ate a kazayis. Maybe there's no need for a particular kohen to eat kazayis. Wow, that's his chiddush. That there's no din shir of a kazayis when it comes to achilas kodeshim. It's halachin chetza. You know, you make kiddush in a kol shel bracha. It's appropriate to drink from the kol shel bracha. Now 3 days on shulchan aruch ayin aleph. Who, what, where? Who, what, where? Now, one day the machaber is the sheep of the gonim. The mevarich has to drink. The Mavarech has to drink. Well, the second day, it doesn't have to be the Mavarech, but someone has to drink. And the third day, the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh, with the Ritzvah, pass the kos around. Let everybody take a sip. And as long as the kos is consumed, you know what? That's sufficient. The Halachim Kos Shel Bracha of Shviyas HaKos does not necessarily mean that any particular individual must, but rather, it's Halachim Kos, Kos Shel Bracha, that you know what? That shti indeed is necessary. That's an important chiddush. You have to take a look. Beautiful piece in the Beis Halevi. Many nafkaminas, some of them I think you can really disagree with. The Beis Halevi writes, he thinks the same thing when it comes to shloka derech achila. Wow. Karbon Pesach requires derech achila. Kachum doesn't require derech achila. That I would argue, not necessarily. Not shiurim, I understand. A shir is a shir, lasidei savach, lasidei chavas. Oh, but derech achila is not just a halacha, lasidei savach. That's the definition of achila, achila. Even if it's lach and chetz, I would say indeed that that's true, and I think the ray is against that chiddush of the Beis Halevi. Okay. I'll ask you the following, but that's a stunning comment, no? You can have certain chivim that are collective chivim. Collective chivim, no? You have to have an Er Shabbos, which is Dalak Bavayis. You have to have an Er Chanukah, which is Dalak Bavayis. You have to have Kodshim, Yun Echolim. You know what I would tell you the following? Ooh, you know, a person dies. And you know what? Guess what? There's a bais made up of the paternal brothers. Mi beinehem. You have to see to it that you resolve the zika. Yibum chalitza. Is it really a formal shlichus? Meaning, this is a chovas agavra. But you know what? A shluchu shalom kamoso. Or when Rabbi Yochanan says the following, shlichus adachim, does it simply just mean, well, obviously, when a person does Yimar Chalitza, he is doing it on behalf of, but not necessarily in the formal misgeres of shlichus. That we'll have to discuss. Maybe I would say very mistabber. The Yimar Chalitza is a classic example of a chovas haklal as opposed to a chovas haprat. Who makes up the klal? You know, the answer is the brothers of the deceased. That they are the cloud, they're the players. That is indeed the domain. That's a very important an important tar. Okay, so that's the chiddush of Yochanan writes in Hardaf. You know what? You think when you do Yibum, you think when you do Chalitza, that it is only an individual act, and it's not impactful on the bayis. Not impactful on the bayis. So you know what? Whatever is true after Yibum, whatever is true after Chalitza, for example, a shadol yivne, that there's nisr lav. That Isser Lav is not only to the one who performed the Yibum, performed the Chalitza. That is going to spread, and that's going to apply to all the brothers and all the tzaros as well. Wow, that's an important chiddush. No, we'll have to discuss. But Rabbi Yochanan is clear that you know what? In this case, Ashel Yivne is universal. It applies to the brothers, all the tzaros as well. But Mufurish and Gemara, this is considered to be an Isser Lav. And that's Mufurish in the Gemara Daftan Gimel Mabez, no? Where the Gemara writes the following case, that you know what? If indeed this really would be true, that Chalitza is done, and then there's an attempt to go ahead and to marry that woman, marriage after Chalitza is an Isser Lav, Ashelo Yivne. And what's the status of such a Kedushin? You know what the answer is? Yevamos Daf Mem Tes. That's a Machlokes Tanai, whether there's Tisas Kedushin B'chai V'Lavim. Yeah, that's exactly the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that maintains that there's no Tisas Kedushin B'chai V'Lavim, there's no Tisas Kedushin in such a case, because after Chalitza there's an Isser Bo Yivne, and you can't have Tisas Kedushin, but we who assume that is not true, but there is Tisas Kedushin B'chai V'Lavim, the Kedushin is considered to be Chal. Well, okay. So Mefurish in our Gemara, Mefurish Daftan Gubeis, that's in Isser Lav, and then we're stunned by the Rambam. No, that's a difficulty. Magen Mishnah points out that Rambam, Mechusivim, Aleph Yubeis, where the Rambam writes the following. You went ahead and you married after Chalitza. How can you do that? After Chalitza, Nesra. You know what Nesra means? Off limits to the brothers, off limits to all the tzaros. And Bukulun Asura Salehim Midivrei Sof. midivrei sof. And here the Magen Mishnah assumes divrei sof from really is the not the Torah shebal peh of kesef divrei sof from, but really as an issur d'rabbanan, as indeed an asmachta, and that's stunning. Now something that our Gemara seems to label as chayv lavin. But Furish in the Gemara Daf and Gimel, and the Rambam writes that this is considered to be Nisr Rabbanan. And I'll tell you, Lashita say, does this belong in Sefer HaMitzvos? So guess what? The Rambam does not count our Gemara in Sefer HaMitzvos. This Isser of Kevin Shlobana Shlobayivne is not going to be found in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Oh, and that's the Hasagas the Rambam. The Rambam, right, at the end of Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvos Losa say, Shoshacha Charav, Mitzvah Yedalit. The Ramban is bothered. Why did the Rambam not count this? Why not count this? Wow, that's something which is a chiddush. No, maybe one could suggest the following. Miglas Esther, but here in the Chor, you don't have to say that. Miglas Esther writes the following: you're going to count all the dine yuma chalitza as a separate mitzvah. Like really, a separate mitzvah. Really, remember the beginning year I challenged you? No, anybody take me up on that challenge? No. That was a heavy challenge. No? The Rambam writes, you're going to count all the dini yuachalim separately. You're going to have the Rambam writes, say for Mr. Soroshvi. What was the number?
200.
Yeah, close, right? The Rambam is right. You're going to have hundreds of other mitzvahs. Wow. So we have to go through Masechta. Are you really going to have hundreds? What are you counting? No? So that's the Megillas Esther writes. This is Pratei HaMitzvah. You know what I would tell you? Ooh, maybe Chavi Lavin is Prote Mitzvah. Maybe Chavi Lavin say is Prote Mitzvah. Here. Kevin Shecholatz Nesra. The Rambam writes it's Nisid Rabbanan. The Rambam writes this in Poshub Shad. You don't have to command to Chelet Mechelet Yehamitzvah. So Shri, the Rambam does not count this. The Rambam says that this is considered to be that which is Rabbanan. But Sarachim Gadol is Magen Mishnah writes. Why would this be? Why would this be Nisid Rabbanan? Why would this be Nisid Rabbanan? Wow. So the Karen Ora points out, you know what? There seems to be a jump. And maybe that bothered the Rambam. What exactly is the jump? You know what? A brother dies. So, you know, there are several wives. How do you know? Oh, like our Gemara, Shlichusa. Maybe the Torah insists that, you know what? Address each and every wife separately. Do Chalitza to A and do Yivum to B. The Gemara suggests, maybe, you know what? Do Yibum and Chalitza. Just because you did Chalitza to her, and now, you know, she's free to marry, but what about the co-wife? So the Gemara suggests there's a Havamina. That's pretty incredible. That you know what? You're Chayiv Lachlos and Chayiv Liamim. Wow. That's incredible. No? So good, you did Chalitza. What about the other wife? Do Chalitza, do Yibum. No, the Gemara says that can't be. After all, Asher Yivne, Kevan Shlobana, Shlovo Yivne. What? Isn't that a jump? We're jumping from mitzvah to issa, no? That's like a double jump, no? We've spoken about that, no? Maybe the whole Yisrael that we had in Daf Dalet, no? That in Onshim and Hadin, and we discussed that at length, no? You can't double jump. You can't double jump, no? You have a Havamina, that there's a mitzvah, that has to address every woman eventually, Kamash Malan, there is no mitzvah. One and done, no? Chalitza, you're done. What? There's an Isser. The Havamin is it's a mitzvah daraisa, and the Maskan is it's an Isser daraisa. What right do you have to, katsa? You know, if you started as a Dvar Rishus, maybe the Torah tells you what's Asa. If you start out as, you know, a mitzvah, maybe Kamash Malan is a Dvar Rishus. To go, that's the Karen Ora suggests. That maybe Enoch and Ami, that was troubling the Rambam. If there really is a Havamina, that there would be such a mitzvah, and the Torah tells us that's not true, the mitzvah is only the mitzvah. So how do you argue now there's a lav? How do you argue? And don't forget, you know, if you're going to argue as follows, you know what? Okay, once there's no mitzvah, there's Nisr Karis. Oh, maybe one can argue that would follow. In other words, that we're dealing with an Isser Veishas Ach. So you know what the two choices are? Mitzvah Karis. If there is no mitzvah, the Chiyuv Karis. But that's wrong. Because there is no Isser Karis. Now, everyone agrees when it comes to these two players, no, him and her, there's no Isser Karis. We have Machlokas, Reuch, and Shlokish regarding everybody else. But regarding these two players, there's no Isser. See, you can't just simply say, well, obviously, if there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's Nisr Karis. That certainly is not true. There's no mitzvah of Yibum, and there's an Isra of Asher lo Yivneh. How do you jump from no mitzvah to Olav Daraisa? So maybe that's the possibility, the Rambam Shita. Who says this is an Isra Daraisa? Who says this is an Isra Daraisa? Maybe Enoch and Ami, that Nidaraisa, there's no mitzvah, there's no Isra, and Midrabanan, Dirisa Ofrim, Kevan Shlabana, Asher lo Yivneh. Okay, wow. That's something which is striking. Laura Chaner points out, we're going to have to see on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, we're going to have to see, this Tosus. Now, fourth Tosus, the Ramas Chalchad. Whoa. Maybe, when you get to Daf Yud Aleph, something happens a little. No? Because after all, the Gemara mentions the following. Let's assume, for example, Yibum is done. Once Yibum is done, what is the relationship of the Yavam to the other Tzaros? What is the relationship of the Yavam to the other? Maybe one of us said the following. The Yavam to the other Tzaros, every Tzaros. Eish Asach. No. The Gemara says the following. You know what? A person goes ahead and does Yibum. What is his Isser to go ahead and to marry any of the other wives? You know what the Gemara says? A Chiddush. The Pasuk says, Beis Achim. You know what that means? Bayisekhud Ubona, Ve'eno Bona Shnebati. Wow. And guess what? You have a Sir Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish. A Sir Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish. Meaning what? Let's assume, for example, that Yibum is done, and then guess what? Another brother marries another wife. Oh, you know what Shlakish says? That's Karis. Well, just like an argument, that's Karis. No? You know what Rabbi Yochanan says? No, that's not true. Whatever is true of the one who does Yibum is true of all the brothers. So therefore, just like there will be an essay of Kevin Shlabana Shogol Yivneh, that love, or Bayis Fanus Lavoneh, Neapon Shnebatim, the essay, in such a case, that applies to everyone, all the brothers, all the Tzaros. Oh, so therefore, here also Rabbi Yochanan says, Shlichus Adachim Kavim. When you do Yibum, Yibum is being done on behalf of all of the brothers, all of the wives, and therefore, you know what the remaining Isser is? The Isser is Bayisetu Lavoneh, Inavoneh Shnebatim. Wow. The Gemara says that that's an essay. And the Gemara says that's a Libet Rabbi Yochanan. Whoa. So Tosus indeed is bothered. Lavar essay. No? When you have the case of Bayisekhud Ubona, Ve'en Ubona Shnebatim, what's the source of that? No? Beisachiv, that's an essay. And therefore, any Yisr would be a Lav HaBamechal essay. That's an essay. That's an Yisr essay. And I'll tell you the next point. If it's an Isser essay of Eno Bonish Nebatim, that only applies Lachar Yibum. Once you were born in the base Ha'ach Ayyide Yibum, Eno Bonish Nebatim. But that doesn't apply when it comes to Chalitza, where you failed to be Bona. Oh, so that's what the Rav Chanar points out. Maybe in light of the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph, wow. Maybe one could assume the following. Eno Chinami, that the Isser of Eish Asach is completely paka. There's an essay of Bayisatu Rubona Ve'inabona Shnebatim. If that really is the essay that would only apply to Ishus Lachar Yibum, that doesn't apply to Ishus Lachar Chalitza, Bayisatu Rubona. Our Gemara says it's Aser. That's only in a Smachta Drabana. Of Kevin Shlabana Shlava Yibda. Wow. So maybe one could argue what the Gemara suggests, and Daf Yud is a Lav Daraisa, maybe in Daf Yud Aleph, but no. Maybe really that's not true. Maybe there's only an essay, and the essay is limited to Ishus La'achar Yibum, but Ishus La'achar Chalitza, so that's considered to be that which is an Isser. An Isser Drabanan. Wow. And we pointed out another Ha'ara, further Ha'ara. And that is a Gemara on Daf Mem of the Bay. So the Gemara makes a powerful statement, but it's a little bit unclear what the Gemara means. Now, the Gemara tells us the following. The Gemara's issue is when you have a chalutza, you're not allowed to go in to marry the relatives of the chalutza. Just like you cannot marry the relatives of your wife, you cannot go ahead and marry the relatives of the grusha, the wife you divorced. You cannot go ahead and marry the relatives of, right, this woman who was the kukuliyav on that. Chalitza indeed was done. So the Gemara raises the issue, how far do we go? How far do we go? When you're dealing with typical issues, you have, you almost have Kaf Aleph. You have Prame Arayas, and you have Shnios Arayas. You have Shnios Arayas. The chain continues. The chain continues. Shnios Arayas. What about when it comes to the case of Chalutza? You're not really dealing with regular issues. You're dealing with that which is Drabanan, Drabanan. Oh, so that really is Drabanan. Do we extend the chain and even expand it even to Shnios, Shnios as well? Oh, see what the Gemara says? No, that's only a Din Drabanan. That's only a Drabanan. And since it's only a Din Drabanan, Lo Goz Drabanan Shnios. Since this is Drabanan, so therefore we're not going to be Gozer Shnios. Because this is Drabanan. What is this? What is this? What is this? Since this is only Drabanan, we're going to end there. We're not going to continue the chain to Shnios Darayos. What exactly does that mean? I'll tell you two possibilities. This could mean the Chalutza, or this could mean the relatives of the Chalutza. No? When the Gemara says, since this is Drabanan, we're going to end the chain here. Is this referring to the Chalutza? The Isra Chalutza is only Drabanan? And therefore, we don't have to go any further. No? Or we can argue the following. No. Marrying the Chalutza's mother is an Isra Drabanan. So therefore, we don't have to have a further chain of the great-grandmother of the Chalutza. No? What exactly? Oh, that's what Rashi writes, the second half. Rashi writes, Chalutza's a Din D'oraisa. Of course, Chalutza's a Din D'oraisa. And Rashi writes, but the arayos of the chalutza are only a din drabanan. So if the primary arayos of a chalutza are only a drabanan, because this is not a bona fide ishus, so therefore, you don't have to go the next step. That would be like a gzeira the gzeira, in order to say that shnio should be included as well. Well, or maybe one could read the Gemara very, very simply. Chalutza atzma drabanan. Chalutza atzma. What do you mean chalutza atzma drabanan? Kevin shlobana. Shlubu Yibna? What do you mean? Isn't that an Issa? An Issa Daraisa? The answer is maybe not, maybe not. Maybe that's only considered to be that which is a Dindrabanan. So whether this is a Dindaraisa, Dindrabanan is going to impact how you read Toshim Shat and that's Sugya. Nivama Sandav, Mem Mabez. And now I'll tell you just a Ha'ar. To an extent. Maybe a possible Ushitas. Which, who, what, where? Oh, when we did the Sugya Dabchas. We pointed out the Chiddush of The Rambam. How do you know that there's no Yibam Barayos? How do you know there's no Yibam Barayos? We have two possibilities, no? One is Aleha, and that's based on Afosisha. Good. All of a sudden, you come to Dachas, you have the drasha of Rebbe. No. The Pasuk says, Yibam L'kach L'alisha, which means that Tfisas Kedushin is not just a consequence of Yibam, but it's an inherent condition of Yibam. If that really is true, that Yibum demands Tfisas Kedushin, because the Pasuk says, L'kach L'alisha. So how can you envision Yibum Barayos? Ain Tfisas Kedushin Barayos. Guess what? That's exactly what the Rambam says. L'kach L'alisha, that Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Ches, Prat Le'erva She'ein Balikuchim. Prat Le'erva She'ein Balikuchim. Wow. Unbelievable. That's exactly the Shita of the Rambam, like Rebbe, without the modification of Rambam. Okay, well, if that's true, we had another issue, no? But, if it's based on Achos Isha, there's a lot in that Pasuk of Achos Isha, no? In Achos Isha, I understand, it tells us there's no Yibum, it tells us the concept of Tzoros. If it's based on L'kach L'isha, what exactly is the source of Tzaros ever going to be? What's the source of Tzaros ever going to be? No? Oh. So he pointed out the following. Guess what? Just keep on reading in the Rambam, no? Keep on reading. Halach the Yadalit. Guess what? The Rambam's going to have an alternate source for Tzaros as well. There's no Yibam Barayos, that's L'kach L'isha. Good. How do you know? That there's a Tur Tzaros. How do you know that that's true? You know what the Rambam writes? I'll tell you how it's true. Asher lo banes beis achir. Asher lo banes beis achir. Wow. Bayi sheleish v'lekuchin. Wow, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That whole pasuk, asher lo banes beis achir, is the source of Tzaros. Because after all, that you have to have lekuchin holistically to the entire bayis. And if you don't, there's going to be nisr of eish asach. There is only yibum when there is a zika. Zika demands issues, and that is demanded of the entire bayis. So therefore, that tells you, ooh, arayos, uptur tsaros. With this, we answered even a third question as well. How come the Rambam doesn't quote another pasuk, lemishrei tsara shlobo makom yibum? Right, and that was that shir. The Shita say, you don't need a pasuk for that. No, the Rambam writes, you start with an iser v'eshasah, right? And the Rambam writes the following, it's pakam amakom yibum. If it's shlobo makom yibum, because your deal case you can be susan, iser v'eshasah remains. And in such a case, what do you mean? That tsaros and eshasah goes hand in hand. There is no hava mina that there should be an iser of tsaros, shlobo makom eshasah. No? So therefore, in another case, aside from Yibum, the driver is Beis Achiv. If you're doing a case where there is no Chiv, Divinos is Beis Achiv, there's no Halacha of Tzaros, so therefore, outside of the Miskeres of Yibum, there's no such Halacha that if you can't marry wife A, you cannot marry wife B, and that's self-evident, it doesn't require a Pasuk at all. Wow, that was the Rambam Shita. In other words, in Lamdus, and we pointed out that the Erva is not Oseres Sarasa, the Erva is Poteres Sarasa, Poteres Saras Mitzvahs Yibum Shlom Makom Yibum. There's no concept of Tzara Sarev at all. That was pretty chashuv. No, that's what we had in the Rambam Shita. No, not so long ago. I would just now add the following. You know what that means? According to the Rambam, this so pasuk of a shulim basically is telling you something incredibly, incredibly essential, and that's the following. You know what? Yibum requires tvisas kedushin because of kaf leisha is an inherent part of, and therefore you have to be able to marry the yavama. And since the Torah addresses the concept of bayis, you know what that means? That is not only true of her individually, but rather it's true collectively of the entire bayis, and therefore there's a Torah of Tzaras. Okay. You know what that means according to the Rambam? Very simply, that pasuk is telling you the essential characteristics of Yibum. Essential characteristics of Yibum. Wow. It's telling you, when is there a mitzvah d'oraisa of Yibum? When is there no mitzvah d'oraisa of Yibum? And that pasuk is absolutely necessary. No, because that tells you, arayos, tsaros, wow. You know what I would tell you just as a l'shitas? I wouldn't say fully muchach, but I would tell you as l'shitas say, you know what? It's not so surprising that the Rambam midaraisa does not understand the pasuk of asher lo bana speisachiv to tell you, kevan shlo bana shilvo yivne. Kevan shlo bana shilvo yivne. If you can derive yivam and tsaros from other makaros, what is this pasuk telling you? What is this pasuk adding? What is the pasuk adding? It's adding very important details about you. Kevan shlobana, shlovo yivne. Wow, that's pretty important, no? What is this pasuk adding? According to the Rambam, he hanosenes, this pasuk is essential for the entire Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, no? Arayos, tsaros. And what about this point of kevan shlobana, shlovo yivne? It's not surprising to the Rambam writes, that's an asmach. See, if you assume that the drasha of arayos and saros is based on other makaros, what is the pasuk telling you that otherwise you would not have known? According to the Rambam, what is the pasuk otherwise would have known? What do you mean? The pasuk is telling you the p'tur saros. The Gemara has a drasha, kevan shlo shav yivne. Not so surprising that the Rambam writes that's considered to be an asmachta to the Rambam. You know, one could ask, if that's an asmachta, what is the Torah telling you? What is the din d'araisa? According to the Rambam, what's the din d'araisa? It's telling you that arayos, tsaros, and the like. Okay, well, whoop. Now this incredible machlokas, Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, wow. You know what? A person goes ahead and does chalitza, kevan shecholas, Shuvo Yivne, such a huge mafokus. Now, Rabbi Yochanan writes, that's a stunning chiddush, but it's a limited chiddush. It's limited to him and her. Regarding everybody else, Achim Saros, Achiv Karis. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, no, that's not true. Once Yibum and Chalitza is done, everything is reduced. No? And therefore, that halacha of Kevan Shlomana Shuvo Yivne, that Yisraelav, that applies to all the brothers, it applies to all the tzaros. Wow. And there is no issa. There is no issa of Eshesach. Wow. So you know what? This halach Rabbi Yochanan is what the Rashba evokes when the Rashba writes a stunning Hiddush. The Gemara later on Daf Mem Aleph tells us the following. You know what? You have a Shomeres Yom. Okay, and all of a sudden, Kidesh Achiv Esachosa. Well, you know what happens? The brother who should be doing Yibum, or has the right to do Chalitza, went ahead and married her sister. That's inappropriate. Now that's Achosu Gukaso. What do you mean? Your brother died. Resolve this relationship right now. Yim Chalitza. He goes ahead. The Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph and Kiddush Achiv Esachosa. That should not be done. There's Nisrof Achos Zukukasa. All of a sudden, the Gemara. Now, Mesa Ishta. Now, the wife he just married died. So Mahu Bivinta. So now, what's the story? Well, so the Gemara has something which is fascinating. You know what? Maybe that should be the following, the Chiddush of Rava. Yavama Shehutra, the first brother dies, the Misa Sa'ach, Yisrei Shasach is Baka. All of a sudden, Vinesra. All of a sudden, this woman, who's the Kukul Yavam, becomes Aser, because Kidesh Asachosa, Achosukukasa. And all of a sudden now, she dies, Mesa Ishto, the Chazra Vahutra. So you have A, B, C, Yavama Shehutra, B, Vinesra, B'chaz Rehutra. Uh-oh, so Rabbi says something which is stunning. Tachsa Lehetera Harisha. You know what? Let's fall back. Tachsa Lehetera Harisha. Well, what exactly does that mean? Rabbi Shonim assumed the following. You know what Tachsa Lehetera Harisha means? That we're back to step one. We're back to step one. What do you mean you're back to step one? Didn't we learn on that Be'ezam and Aleph? Nesra. Yeah, Nesra B'Shazika. Two brothers married two sisters, and then the woman dies. No. In require, Kol Yavama Sheni Koroba B'Shas Nefila. Here you had a Yavama B'Shas Nefila. It was Yavama Shehutra. Oh, there was an impediment, there was an obstacle, there was a hurdle. Nesra. You know what? That resolved itself. So Tachsa Terarisham Rover Shonim. You know what that means? We're back to step A. You know what step A is? Yavama Shehutra. You know what step A is? Yibum Rechalitza. Now there's a Zika. Yibum Chalitza. Okay. You know what? You did the wrong thing. Somehow, you know, Hashkach, everything, right? And we're back to where we started. The Rashba writes, That's not true. That's not true. Well, after all, if we are at a point that now there's no longer Yibum, there's no longer Chalitza, because after all, he married her sister, and if he marries her sister, there's no longer a possibility now of Yibum. He's going to be married to a woman and her sister. Where's her? So that's it. Guess what? Paka. There's no longer a mitzvah yitzum. Tachsa lehetera harishon. Yeah, lehetera harishon. What does lehetera harishon mean? You know what it means? It is mutter for him to marry that woman. Is it a mitzvah yibum? No, it's not a mitzvah yibum. How can it be a mitzvah yibum? The mitzvah yibum is paka. Oh, but there's no iser. Meaning what? So that's the Rashba. It's incredible. Now, it means the following. You know, Yavi Yavama Shehutra. What exactly does that mean? That we're awaiting a mitzvah of Yibum. There's no Yisra Veshasach. He went ahead and married her sister. Now there's Nisra Vachos Isha that does not allow for Yibum. Guess what? If that really is true, the Zika's Baka. Well, does that mean that the Yisra of Eshasach now is Chosev and Eir? The Isra of Esh Asach that was Paka all of a sudden picks up his head and says, I'm back. The Rashba writes, of course not. Where do you see that an Isra of Esh Asach that's Paka can reinstate itself? Where do you see that it can reinstate itself? The Isra of Esh Asach, which is Paka, remains off. There's no way it can resurface. What? Chozer v'neir? Where do you see Chozer v'neir when it comes to an Isra of Esh Asach? After all, b'shas nefila, the isra b'shasach is mutter. If there wasn't a heter b'shas nefila, two brothers married two sisters, I understand. But here we're b'shas nefila, the misa sa'af, the nishol misa. The isra b'shasach is paka, it's paka. You're going to tell me it should resurface? Mechateisi. So now you have something which is very unusual. You don't have an isra b'shasach. You don't have an isra b'chos isha. Mesa ishto. Isra b'chos isha le'bechaya. There's no Isra of Eshasaf, there's no Isra of Achazisha, there's no Mitzvah of Yibum. You know what that means? Hetera, hetera. It's mutter. It's a permissible relationship. Not in the Miskeris of Yibum, but there's no Isra. There's no Isra. Wow. There's no Isra. Wow, that's a stunning Kiddush. You know what you see according to the Rashba? Pashasha. No? That the Nefila is Materis. The Nefila is Materis. And there was a Nefila Yibum. The Isra of Eshasaf is not Chosavaniya. If some other Isser surfaces that doesn't allow you to marry, okay, it is what it is. But if that Isser somehow will disappear, you know what? It's a permitted relationship. And that's exactly Tatsa Tarisha. And the Rashba continues. Oh, and where do you see this is true? That once the Isser is Paka, you know, this Isser cannot be Chozev and Eir. What do you mean? The Rashba writes, Rabbi Yochanan, Arsugya. After all, the Kaimalon, Hacholis Liavimto, Benu Benachiv, Ein Chayavim Loach, Lusasal Kares, Al Sara Kares, there's no Kares whatsoever. There's no Kares whatsoever. What do you mean? Why not argue as follows? That, you know what? Whoa. That true there was a Heter, true there was a Heter. But once a brother went ahead and did Yibum, or once a brother went ahead and did Chalitza, so in such a case, there is no longer an allowance of, and if there's no longer an allowance of a mitzvah of Yibum, Kevin Shlabana Shlubo Yivne, the Isra of Eshasach should reinstate itself. And you know what? Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't reinstate itself for anyone, because after all, what is Rabbi Yochanan? Mika midi, demeikaro hutrulo, bahashta kai b'isra Eshasach b'kareis. Isn't that exactly our Gemara? Once this year was Paka B'Shas Nefila, good, you're no longer a candidate for Yuma Chalitza. Another brother did Chalitza. But you know what? The Nefila's Materis, the Zika's Materis, the Nefila's Zika is Misalekes, is Isra Eshasach, and therefore you're done. Wow, that's what the Rashba writes. That's exactly the Lomdus Rabbi Yochanan, who indeed we assume that this year of Eshasach cannot be a Chosev and Eir. And that's exactly the sugya Nachman Aleph, that if this of Eshasach is Paka, and you somehow, Nasachosa, and Mesishta, in such a case, there's no Isser of Eshasach. So what Isser is there? Oh, there's no Eshasach. There is no Isser of Achazisha. And therefore, Tachsul Heteira. This is a permitted relationship. But it's Shlom Misgeres, Misgeres Seyibo. Shlom Misgeres Seyibo. Wow. So Osus points out to Ramaskal Iyu, that Rish Lakish seems to be coming from the opposite direction entirely. Rish Lakish is coming from an opposite direction entirely. Meaning, when all of a sudden our Gemara says, we have a pasuk, and the pasuk says, you did Chalitza, Kevan Shlobana Shlo Yivne. Kevan Shlobana Shlo Yivne. Let me ask you an essential question now. What exactly is the Torah doing? Well, we discussed not so long ago, no? Lo Savaraway, Shavara, no? Ooh. Remember the up down? No? When the Torah all of a sudden says, whoa, you know what? Cave and Shlobana Shivin. What exactly is the Torah doing? Is the Torah creating an Isser? Or is the Torah reducing an Isser? Huh? Is this l'chum or is this l'kula? What would I have said if I didn't have this pasuk? All of a sudden you have a pasuk that says, you know what? You did chalitza. Once you do chalitza, shuv lo yivne, there's an iser lav. Once you did chalitza, there's an iser lav. If I didn't have this pasuk, what would I have said? I'll tell you two possibilities. I would have said it's hetergom. You know what the pasuk is doing? It's creating an iser lav. What's another possibility? I would have said there's an Isser Kares. And the Torah is reducing this occurrence. The Pasuk is Lenatuke. The Pasuk is giving you an allowance, a dispensation. The Pasuk is reducing. What exactly is the Pasuk doing? Well, that's pretty heavy, no? So also says the following, the Rasul Ihu, that you know what? According to Rish Lakish, if Chalitza is done for everyone else, every other brother and every other wife, there's Nisar Kares. And I would have said that there also is Nisar Kares for him and her, for the Yavam, and for the Chalitza. You know what? The Pasuk notches down. The Pasuk says, for you two, it's only Nisar Lav. The Muskar Rishon would have been, there's Nisar Kares. Vaharaya, everyone else has Nisar Kares of Eishasach. I would have said the same thing, Rishon, when it comes to the two of you. The answer is no. For you who did Yivman Chalitza, there is no Nisar Eishasach. And the Pasuk is Lenatuki. Wow. That's how Tosus understands the Chiddush of Rish Lakish. Wow. That's something which is striking. You know what I would tell you? We have that mafokus when it comes to Lo Savaro Eish. Remember that? Remember the Shagasari Yasimin? What was that? Mechaschinach? What was that? No? Okay, good. Okay, Shagasari Yasimin, Ein Aleph, Mechaschinach, Mechasari Ches. Right? Where they argue, realize. You know what? Yavaya the Nisrav Mechamer. Mechamer, our sugya, Mechamer, Davav, you know what? You violated Nisrav. According to Yosef, Lo Savaro Eish, Havar Lav Yatzas, you violated Nisrav. But you know what the Shankasari Tzman Chassinuch writes? Those are worlds apart. Don't you dare compare. Because if the Torah didn't say Shvisas Behemto was Aser, I would have said it's Mutter. If the Torah didn't say Tchumim is Aser, I would have said it's Mutter. But if the Torah didn't go out of its way, according to Be'osim, they said, Savar Ha'eish, you know what I would have said? I would have said it's a malacha daraisa that you're chayiv schema. Because, hach, dahav, mishna chashiva, kore dayav. So, Shagasar, your eyes, such a heavy lumdus. No, whoa. That you know what? Tchumim and those Savar Ha'eish meet in the middle of an Isra Lav, but they are coming from very, very different perspectives. No? That's unbelievable. Tchumim, the Muskarishan is that would have been mutter, and the Torah creates the Isser. Lo Savaro Eish would have been a malacha, but the Torah notches down the onesh. And therefore you cannot compare. And therefore, even if I'm willing to assume, such a kiddush, that there's no essay when it comes to Mechamer, but there certainly is an essay when it comes to Lo Savaro Eish. No? Those are different. This is our issue, no? When Yibam and Chalitza is done, but yet there is a residual Isser, Kevan Shlobana, Shlobo Yivne, what direction is that coming from? Would the assumption have been that it's Heter Gamor, and the Torah creates the Isser despite the fact that there's no Isser Erva, there is an Isser Lav of Shlobo Yivne? Or am I coming from a very different perspective and arguing as follows, that you know what, if there is no mitzvah of Yibum, there's Nisr Veishasach, and the Torah, Bon Lenatuke, the Torah comes in, notches down, whoa. So I'll tell you the following Chiddush, the Rashba writes the following, isn't it obvious, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that when the Isra Veishasach is Paka, you're done. It's Paka. There's no Isra. And therefore, as Rabbi Yochanan says the following, there should be no Isra whatsoever. Ooh. And therefore, there's no Kares. Ay, it's Asa, Kevin Shlomo Shivina. Enochinami. That is a new law. But there's no Kares. And there's no kares for anyone, because the nefila, the zika, is materis, and the nefila, the zika, is materis l'chol ha'achim l'chol ha'nashim, for all the tzaros as well, Lord tzaros as well. Maybe one could argue that's not true. Maybe one could argue, what do you mean, that there is an Isra Veishasach, but the mitzvah of Yibum, the mitzvah of Chalitza, That indeed is materis. That is materis. Okay? And if you don't have a mitzvah, you know what the Moskva Rishon should have been? That there's an Issur Karis. And indeed there is an Issur Karis according to Shlokish. El Amai, the Yavam, and the Yavama. No. For that, the Pasuk Bananatuke. It reduces. Wow, that's something we're just done. One possibility of Yochanan Shit is the Zikas Matkaris Nordan. Oh, and that's the Rai of the Rashba. It can't be Chozeneir. And that's why Takstar Yishon means, not Yishasach. It's Pukka. That's the Rai from Yochanan. Maybe we can understand differently that even with Yochanan would agree that the mitzvah indeed is Materis. The mitzvah indeed is Materis. Then there is an Yishon Yishasach. And the mitzvah reduces. In fact, the Berachas Shmuel quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim. Take a look in Siman Vav. Why is there no Kares according to Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to all the other brothers and all the tzaros? Why is there no Kares? You know, if I were to say very simply, because the Zika is Materis, we're done. Why is there no Kares? The Zika is Materis. Zikos Materis. Is that what Rabbi Yochanan says? That's a little bit of a problem, no? If you ask Rabbi Yochanan, really, what happened to the Sakaris? You know what Rabbi Yochanan says? Something stunning, no? Shlichusa d'achim. Shlichusa d'taros. Maybe that seems to tilt another direction, no? In other words, the Muskel Rishon is this Nisakaris. Elamai, for the Yavam and the Yavama, for those two, Yivam Chalitza, there is no Sakaris, the Yivam Chalitza is Mafkiya Karis. How does that relate to the others? Rabbi Yochanan says Shlichus. If you have to invoke Shlichus, maybe that means, in principle, Reish Lakish is right. The mitzvah is Materis. Oh, so the mitzvah relates to these two. How does it relate to everybody else? You know what the answer is? You think he's only doing Yibum on his behalf? The Yibum is being done on behalf of the entire Bayis. The Chalitza is being done on behalf of the entire Bayis. Maybe one could argue as follows. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan has to justify his position by saying Shlichusa seems to indicate that, you know, maybe the Muska Rishon is, that Reish Lakish is correct, that there should be an Isra of Eishasach. If not for the fact that the mitzvah is materis, what right do you have to say the mitzvah is materis klape the other brothers, other wives? You know what the answer is? Shlichusa. Otherwise, why do you need shlichusa? If one is going to argue just the simple lumbus, well, you know what? The zika is materis. You know why there's no karis? Because the zika is materis. We're done. The zika really is materis. Wow. If you look in Imre Moshe, right, in Simenei, Imre Moshe just adds the following point, that you know what? This whole lumdus, we're starting with an assumption of Isser. And the post that says, Kevon Shlabana Shlabivna means that, you know what? What is that post coming to do? You know what? There really should have been an Isser Kares. But the post which goes out of its way and says there's an Isser Lav is reducing. As opposed to arguing the Isser is gone and the Pasuk is creating, no? That's a heavy difference. What would you say according to the Rambam? I'll tell you something very, very simple. Very, very simple. If the Rambam writes that this old drasha of Kevon Shlabana Shuvo Yivne is only a Din Rabbanan. What exactly does that mean? It's only a Din Rabbanan. You know what that means? It means midaraisa this is paka, and there's an isser drabana of kevin shlobana shaviv. What's the opposite? Really midaraisa there should be nisakares, and the pasuk balanatuke. the pasuk's divrei sofrim. Now the pasuk is divrei sofrim. You can say what is mutter is nisud rabbanon. You cannot say what should be nisakaris is reduced to nisalav because of a drasha which is mitivrei sofrim. No, drasha mitivrei sofrim. Whoa! So if you're saying the Rama dindar, you know it sheds light on the whole construct. Okay, this is what we're gonna have to work on. Take a look at that in Rosha. Rosha quotes a stunning Yerushalmi. Now, Aleph, the very beginning of Masechta, right? In old editions, the Yerushalmi, the Aftalim Abeis, right? We live in anti-Semitic times where they've changed the Tzura Sadaf, right, on all of us. Now, so it's no longer Dalim Abeis, but that's where it always was. And I'm like, it's hard to find things these days. Now, it's a mitzvah, Shavah Zaveid, the Tzura Sadaf. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue.